Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before the throne of grace this morning. We thank you very much, Lord, for your grace that kept us since we left here on Wednesday. Thank you for your watchful eyes over our lives. Thank you very much for keeping us from all evil, from all danger, from every wicked plan of the enemy. Thank you for traveling masses you gathered to our brethren and sisters. I appreciate you for good news that they arrived safely the places where they went to. Thank you very much for your blessings in the past week. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for we are still feasting, O Lord our God, the same blessings. Honor and glory be thine. You have brought us from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, to gather thy feet, O Lord, to dine as your guests. Blessed pilgrims we are, O Lord, beholding your hallowed face. May you help us this morning. We have started seeing your hand of blessings right from the Sunday school period. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you further your blessings in our lives. Have your own way, Heavenly Father. Take absolute control of the atmosphere. Condition our heart, O Lord. Help us, our Father. Have thy own way, O Lord. We are all needy people. From the oldest of us to the youngest of us, may you meet with us at the point of our needs. Help me, O Lord. Help the interpreter with me. Take me as a man out of the way. Oh Lord, we thank you very much for the song service. Thank you for the special numbers. Thank you very much. This is to prepare our hearts, oh Lord, for what you have in store for us this morning. May you help us, Lord. Father God in heaven, we are here, oh Lord, our God. May your blessings not elude any of us, oh Lord. Be with your servants and the people of the Lord in all the nations of the world, wherever they are gathered. Be with Brother Sam over there in Benin. Be with Brother Joseph Oyedepo over there, oh Lord, in Sapele. Let your grace be with yourself who has gone to Bakatari. Thank you, our Father. We thank you very much for our deacons, our trustee, our usher, our instrument users, our computer operators, engine operators, brother in the broadcasting room over there. We thank you for grace of God upon there. Help everyone, O Lord. Thank you for the song leader this morning. Pray for more of your grace upon him and the rest of them, O Lord. Thank you, our Father. Oh Lord, we take absolute control of every foul spirit. In the name of Jesus, we need a subject to the authority of the word of the living God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May you save the sinners, O Lord. May you touch backsliders. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Take the saints to higher heights, O Lord, and promote your kingdom. Those who are going to listen online, may you meet with them at the point of their knees. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
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 Please, have your seat first.
I can see you.
We are going to sing hymn number 25.
How call in
hymn number 25. Please remind me, we are going to sing that song in full, the chorus, Sunday school superintendent raised this morning. I won't miss it for nothing.
Only tea, just if you want to call you, Roy, I'll call you a curate, a meal, if I don't know a phone call.
I will not miss it for nothing.
I need a meal, if I don't know a phone call, say.
May God help us.
You're not calling our lower,
young and old,
at your back, at your
men and women,
at your corner, at
boys and girls,
at your mother, at your doctor, at your dobby.
We strive.
God,
by the grace of God.
Your
for nothing. I'll be counted worthy on that day. That's what
we are
going to sing at the end of this. The preaching of the word of God. 25. All to Jesus I surrender. No. feet. Shall we turn in our Bibles to the book of Saint Mark chapter 10? Saint Mark chapter 10. I'm going to read verse
28.
Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee.
Nígbà náà ni Pétérù bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí wí fún un pé, Wò, àwa ti fi gbogbo nǹkan sílẹ̀, àwa sì ti ń tọ̀ ọ́ lẹ́yìn.
May the Lord bless His word this morning to our hearts.
Ǹjẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run kó kù kún ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ ní ọkàn wa.
Shall we have our seat?
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a fi ìkàlẹ̀ sí o, jẹ́ ká jókòó.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Ìbùkún ni fún orúkọ Olúwa.
Lo,
wo,
we have left all.
A ti fi ohun gbogbo lé sílẹ̀.
And have followed thee.
A sì ti ń tẹ̀lé ọ.
Peter, the chief spokesman.
Pétérù, agbẹnusọ kan nínú ìsìn.
The chief spokesman among the disciples.
Olórí àwọn tó máa agbẹnusọ̀rọ̀ fún láàrin àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn ni Pétérù.
Title of our sermon this morning.
Àkọ́rí wàásù wa ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Is forsaking all.
Òun ni fífi ohun gbogbo sílẹ̀.
Kíkọ ohun gbogbo sílẹ̀. Forsaking all.
Kíkọ ohun gbogbo sílẹ̀.
Leave everything behind you.
Fi ohun gbogbo sẹ́yìn.
I leave everything behind me.
Kí n fi ohun gbogbo sẹ́yìn mi, kí wọ́n náà fi tiẹ̀ náà sẹ́yìn tiẹ̀ náà.
That is
62
January
23.
Praise the Lord. Bome say here,
woni so ni bi yi.
Jesus had been talking previously on divorce.
Lori awon ise re.
On divorce.
Lori
ikosile. Ìgbéyàwó àti ìkọni sílẹ̀.
Lori eto ìgbéyàwó àti ìkọni sílẹ̀. Jesu ti sọ̀rọ̀ lórí ẹ̀tẹ̀lẹ̀ o.
The Pharisees.
Àwọn Pharisees.
Religious people.
Àwọn ẹni ẹ̀sìn.
In the days of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ní ìgbà òní yóò àkókò
ìgbà Jesu. They didn't believe him to be the Messiah.
Wọ́n ò gbàgbọ́ nínú pé wọ́n ò gbàgbọ́ pé òun ni Mèsáyà.
And the Bible told us.
Bíbélì sì sọ fún wa.
They came.
Wọ́n wá.
Tempting him.
Wọ́n wá ń dán wò.
Master.
Ọ̀gá.
Moses.
Mose.
Told us.
Ó sọ fún wa.
We should give our wives.
Ipe ká fún àwọn ìyàwó wa.
Writing of divorcement.
Ìwé ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
Then Jesus made them to know.
Jesu wa jẹ́ kí wọ́n mọ̀.
Moses did not just give you the go ahead to give a writing of divorcement to your wives.
Mose ò kàn sọ fún yín wípé kẹ fún ìyàwó yín ní ìwé ìkọ̀sílẹ̀.
But because of the hardness of your heart.
Ṣùgbọ́n nítorí lílé ọkàn yín.
Lílé àyà yín.
Nítorí lílé àyà yín.
Because of the hardness of your heart.
Nítorí lílé àyà yín.
But one thing is this.
Ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan ni èyí.
From the beginning.
Láti àtètè kọ́ ṣe láti bẹ̀rẹ̀.
It was not so.
Kò rí bẹ́ẹ̀.
Told them further.
Ó tún tẹ̀síwájú.
I say unto you.
Mo sọ fún yín.
If any man.
Tí ẹnikẹ́ni tí ọkùnrin kọkùnrin.
We divorce his wife.
Tí ó bá kọ ìyàwó rẹ̀ sílẹ̀.
Sake for the sake of fornication.
Tí ó sì fi tí kò kí ń ṣe nítorí pé ó ṣe àgbèrè. Ó ṣe pàṣẹ.
And marry somebody else.
Tó sì lọ fẹ́ ẹlòmíràn.
Is living in adultery.
Ó ń gbé nínú panṣágà.
And that woman that goes and marry another man.
Obìnrin náà tó sì lọ fẹ́ ọkùnrin mìíràn.
Is an adulteress also.
Òun náà jẹ́ onípasága
òun. And no adulterer will enter heaven.
Kò sì sí onípasága.
And no adulteress will enter heaven.
Tí ó wọ ọ̀run bó ṣe ọkùnrin bó ṣe obìnrin pasága òun.
The Bible said.
Mo ní wípé.
He also had a very striking thing to happen.
Ó tún ní ohun kan tí ó lágbára láti ṣẹlẹ̀.
And the striking thing is what you want to look into this morning.
Òun náà sì ni àwọn ohun tí a fẹ́ wò ní òwúrọ̀ yìí.
Wherever we reach, we stop. The Bible made us to know there was a rich young ruler. Well, Bam said, we call him a rich young businessman. In this chapter here, the Bible made us to know when Jesus came out or was on his way, he didn't want to miss the opportunity. The Bible said he ran to meet Jesus. He didn't just walk to him sluggishly, but he ran. And when he got to him, he kneeled down. Good master. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, why call me good? There is no man that is good save one, that is God. Keep the commandments now. Maybe you know the law. So which one? Don't steal. Don't cheat. Don't defraud your brother. Don't tell lies. Honor your father. Honor your mother. The next reply was, all this have I kept from my youth of children. Listen, boys and girls. This young man, he replied, this young man, he replied, Jesus. He said, all this you have stated, I've kept from my youth up. And the next thing the Bible said, and Jesus, beholding him, he loved him. You are coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Beholding him, he loved him. Praise the Lord. We are here in church this morning. And each time we come to church, we come as individuals to examine ourselves, to check ourselves, our soul salvation in the word of the Lord. Minister, officer, lady, husband, wife, children, whatever position you hold in life, we come to church to check ourselves. How are we fearing our life before the Lord? We come to church to better ourselves. May God help us. He told you, I've kept all this from my youth. What commandments? In another place, he said, what else do I like? In another gospel, the man, this young man asked Jesus, after I've kept all this that you have mentioned, right from my youth, which one do I lack? Which one do I lack? Then Jesus replied him, because he behold him and loved him. The one thing thou lackest, one thing, young man, you lack. Go,
Lord,
sell all that you have and give them to the poor. Then come. In another gospel, take up your cross and follow me. Then you are going to have eternal life. In another gospel, Jesus told him, if you want to be perfect, because God demands perfection in each one of us. But man said, nothing short of any of us to enter the kingdom of God. May God help us. But I said, take up your cross, okay? Take up your cross and follow me. But I said, let us follow this man, this young man, just for a few moments before we enter the text. to give a background. Now, give us, please, brother, investments. Investments. Investments.
64
March 14.
64 ojo keta.
Oshuketa. March 14. Investments. I read paragraph 39. Now there is not a man that lives that is in his right mind, but what is always wondering where he come from. Who is he? Where is he going? There has been many books written. Philosophers have raised and fallen. But there is only one book. No matter what any philosopher writes, only one book that will tell you who you are, where you come from, and where you are going. And that is this Bible. That is this Bible. Young and old, men and women, that is this Bible. That is the only book of all the fine books we have. You could trash them. You could trash them, everyone. This is the truth. Anything contrary to this, follow that this is not right. Heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. Every man's word shall be a lie. God's shall be true. Amen. And when you see something so definitely before you, and the scriptures promise for that day, what that Messiah was to be, and the young man saw that identified by God, that made Jesus altogether different from any other man he had ever seen. He had gone to church. He was religious. He was a church member. So he was given the opportunity. Praise the Lord. He was given the opportunity. When he found the Lord Jesus, and perhaps saw him in his meetings and in his service, he ran to him and fell at his feet, showing his attitude of approach was correctly. Praise the Lord. And he said, good master, what could I do to have eternal life? Now that is the thing that is in question. Not his money, or not could I join your church, sir? Or could I belong to your organization? But what must I do to have eternal life? That was the question. And he was given the opportunity. You have given, you have been given the opportunity again this morning to receive it. Receive what? Receive eternal life. But he made a rash decision. Oh my goodness. He didn't think twice. He was so hasty in his decision. Oh my. He turned it down. He wasn't interested. When he found out what went with to have eternal life, he realized that in order to do this, he had to give up his popularity. Because Jesus was unpopular among the religious people in his days. Jesus was unpopular. Unbelieved among. I will rationally say 90% of the people or 95% unbelief among them. He was disbelieved as some evil spirited person. We have told you he had a devil. We have said it. That's what he taught you in the synagogue. He had a devil. He's a vegetable. He cast out devils to the chief of devils. Vegetable. So you are a bastard. A devil.
Let me ask you.
This Hebrew lad. This Hebrew lad. Lad.
Okay.
Are you not looking at it?
He's not there.
What's happening? 45, please. 45. Sorry. 45, yeah.
Sorry.
45. This Hebrew lad, being raised up in a home, and knowing that the Bible had clearly told them, disclose God, Jehovah, has said that if they are raised up one among you, who is spiritual, a prophet, I, the Lord, will make myself known to him in vision. That's what you had this morning in Sunday school. And if what he says come to pass, then hear that prophet, for I am with him. But if it doesn't come to pass, then do not hear him. Not only that, don't even fear him. That's our problem today. When somebody will send unto us a vision from outside, you'll be shaking. You don't know where you are standing.
May
God help you. Oh God, help us. One early morning during the last minister's meeting,
Easter meeting.
Something was burning in my heart. To speak to this bread and this
yeast.
I said, give me 3 minutes. When the person that led the prayer meeting early in the morning, in the room where we were, a large hall like that, we're not a big hall, but almost up is, I would say it's as large as this, our shed.
Oh, that the Bojiwa ni Benyo.
Then the person that gave exhortation, then the leader then called somebody to come. Then I went to him and said, please, can you give me 2 minutes? Then I told the people, I said, brethren,
we
are following a message. And as ministers, we are going to be responsible on the day of judgment. If we mislead any of our congregation, as you come and make us to know that the prophetic office is delicate and dangerous, and that we should be careful of our don't say the law. If I said the problem is us to know that prophets are born from their mother's womb. I mentioned Joseph,
I mentioned Moses, Jeremiah,
I mentioned John the Baptist. I just spoke a little and I told them, we should be careful not knowing what is happening. It was on Saturday when I was to leave to the other place, to Laduba, where I went on that Saturday. The day would be break before I left. Then I packed my things. As I was stepping out to go to the gate, there was a brother that was standing. He said, Daddy, are you going?
I said,
I'm going to the main road. He said he was going to connect the other minister that he came with. He said, thank God for what you said this morning. He said, because why? He said, where the assembly I belong, so many things are happening. I won't talk more than that. If it doesn't come to pass, then don't hear him. That is plain language. It is only sound thinking. If he said it and it doesn't happen, there is a lie. God did not say it. This is the word before us. But if he says it and does happen, that is truth. And nothing is more true than truth. Hallelujah. So this young man has seen this in the Lord Jesus and knew that he had the keys, that Jesus had the keys to this eternal life. And he wanted, this young man now wanted this eternal life, but he turned down the opportunity to make his investment. He wasn't interested in such an investment. He wasn't interested. He made a rash decision. Because in verse 22, the Bible made us to know, when he had this, he went away sorrowful, because he had great, possession. God help us. 53. He was interested in Jesus. He was interested in Jesus giving him eternal life. But when he found out what it was going to cost him, then he wasn't interested. Church, may God help us. You are an individual here this morning. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are an individual here this morning. Praise God. Alright. Paragraph 68. This young fellow proved that he was a fine cultured boy. Not just some what we call today a hoodlum, a hooligan. He was a fine type of boy. Being raised up in a good home. He said, Master, I've kept this, I've done this. Since I was a boy, all my life, see, it showed that his parents were nice parents. He went to a church that believed in the keeping of commandments. Just as you all are here this morning, boys and girls, youths. But yet, in the church, keeping the commandments still didn't answer what he saw in Jesus. We are here this morning. May God help us. He knew. Praise the Lord. 70. Now, we find that it wasn't because that he wasn't a church member. It wasn't because he wasn't morally right. He was morally right. In another place, somebody said he was not an infidel. But we can be a church member and morally right, still not obtain eternal life. I'm only reading the prophets. Not to know the word. Some of them are theologians and scholars and Sunday school teachers, Bible expositors, but that doesn't mean anything. Satan knows that Bible better than any of us. The Bible said to know him is like not know the word. Know him is life. Satan also believes and trembles. But we've got to have an experience of a death, burial, and resurrection from our old life to the new life which comes in Christ. That's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. It comes only by the Holy Spirit, the new life. New life comes by the Holy Spirit. You must be born again. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are we there? Yes, I know we are here. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's go to our sermon. Forsaking of paragraph 49. 62, January 23. Now, you see, that young man was asked to forsake all, but he refused to do it. Church, may God help us. And sometimes, if we apply prosperity and riches and so forth as success, in quote, but this young man was a successful young man and he still didn't have eternal life. So sometimes, success doesn't always mean that God is blessed. Praise the Lord. Success doesn't mean always that God is blessed. But let's follow him. We find him here now in his youth. Young, perhaps a handsome, young dressed fellow. The Bible said that Jesus loved him. He must have a good, nice, good, tender conscience. He must be a very fine somebody, something, or he will never win the admiration of the Lord Jesus. Because when you look at him, he loved him. He must have a kind.
He must have
a kind
expression.
A nice look to him. A clean gentleman. Straight cut boy. And he woke up to Jesus. Perhaps thinking in sincerity. And said, I would like to know what I could do to have eternal life. What about made us to know? We don't inherit eternal life. We possess eternal life. Because there's only one form of eternal life. That is the Lord God Almighty. And when he had to depart with what he had to have eternal life, the question was at the gate whether you can make it. And that question lays before every one of us, young and old, men and women, boys and girls, lay before every one of us. And Jesus really asked him to forsake all he had, take up his cross, and follow him. And we know the story. He went away sorrowful because he had great riches. Then Jesus turned around and said, how hard it would be for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven like a camel to go through the eye of a needle. But that would be impossible with man. With God, it is not impossible. God saved rich people too. God saved rich people too. Praise the Lord. The next time we find him in the Bible. As soon as he rejected the opportunity to follow Jesus, when it was laid down, pretty still. You see, we want to hold on to everything that we can and then follow Jesus. But sometimes, Jesus wants us to turn loose of everything so we can get both hands on him. Sometimes we think that just because that we got a hold, then the prophet made us to know somewhere else that don't forget that the riches of this world will perish. He said, my wife told me that you cannot have your cake. You cannot eat your cake and still want to have it. Jesus said, the Bible says, if you love the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you. Jesus said, a servant cannot serve two masters. A servant. You either hate one and you love the other one. You either cleave to one or separate yourself from the other one. You cannot serve God and mammon. He said, mammon is the riches of this present world. May God help us. Don't forget, riches of this world will perish. Praise the Lord. It will perish. Whether we like it or not. Well, let me bypass this about the two daughters of the prophet. I want to bypass on the account of time. Yeah, please go to 69. This rich young man, he will not give himself to Christ. So he went away. He came before the presence of eternal life. And he went away from the presence of eternal life. When he left Jesus, listen, church. When he left Jesus, the Bible did not say that he became poor or poorer. Or that his business collapsed. No. He got more richer. He joined societies. He joined Island Club. He joined Rotary Club. He joined all kinds of clubs. All kinds of societies. He joined there. He became so popular.
Oh, man.
He became so popular. And he became more richer. Church, may God help us. Popularity will take us nowhere.
Gbajugbaja ko si bi ti mu wa lo.
That's why politicians today,
awon oloselu lo,
right from the beginning,
lati bere,
they have sold themselves
ti tara won
to the devil.
Jesus be ni,
they have sold themselves to the devil. They have shed innocent blood and they have drank blood and they have used blood to bathe themselves. Human blood of human beings. You want to have power. But no power is above the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the reason why no power of darkness, no juju power, can overcome a child of God. Because a child of God, a Christian, is saved and secure. When a man tells me, he said, a born again child of God, Holy Spirit Christian, when a man said, nothing can harm you. Nothing means nothing can harm you. That is why the Bible said, when God told our father Abraham, he said, I am your sheep and your exceeding great reward. Then the prophet said, if God is your shield, how can the devil hit you? How? Who is that devil? The angel of the Lord. And come round about them that fear him. But the man said, who fear God? Only Christians. Only God's children fear God. But the man said, sinners doesn't fear God. Therefore, angels of God doesn't come around sinners. It is you, my brother. It is you, my sister. That the angel of God and come round about. No, we can walk freely. We are free. Oh, hallelujah. Forsaking all. May God help us. That's why today I pity people. Pity people. Going to Keruba and Seraphim prophets. Going to CAC prophet, going to that one prophet, going to that prophet, seeking for power. Where there's no power, there's no higher power than the power of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh,
hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This young man, 69, he will not give himself to Christ. May God help us this morning. Young man, young woman, students, you have to go to school. Your parents, you don't know what they are passing through. And they want to pay your school fees. Then you are following bad company. Listen to me for Christ's sake. But the man said, this young man here, something else took a hold of him. The societies, the people he followed, influenced him against having eternal life. Money will perish.
Oh,
popularity will perish. You'll be no more.
Oh,
I'll be no more.
Oh,
Christ by Tabernacle be no more.
Ijo
Christ Nigeria be no more. America be no more.
America.
But if you live for Christ, you live eternally. We find him later. After he went away, he had prospered so much. Until his bank was full. Until he said, so take thy rest. But Abba made us to know. We thank God for the prophet. Our prophet said, it was this rich young ruler that the Bible said, the field of a man brought forth plentifully. And he think within himself, I will break down these bands. I will be the larger one. I will store all my goods into
him.
And I will sit down. And I will say to my soul, sit down, rest, eat, drink. After all, by your power, you have accumulated all these things. The Bible says, that night, there was a voice that spoke to him, thou fool. Thou fool. Tonight, your soul will be required at your hand. Whose will all these things be? The prophet said that is that man. So he has prospered everything. He has so much. He had need for nothing. You see now, connected to Laodicea age. We are rich.
Laodicea age.
We have need of nothing. But God looked at them with another eye. You are wretched. You are poor. You are miserable. You are blind. And you don't know it. They are bragging about their prosperity, about their riches. Thousands of church members, Land Cruisers, Jeeps, 100 million, 100 million worth of Jeep, automatic. You don't even need to turn the key. Just press the remote. It will start. Oh my, they are bragging today. Baba said they are so arrogant. Spiritually blind. May God help us, church. May God help us. But one day, things turn the other around. Things turn the other way around. There was a rich man. There was this same rich man.
Okay,
and Lazarus.
Lazarus.
The beggar. Full of sauce. Full of sauce. That even dogs will come and lick his sauce. Begging for food. Hardly. Just crumbs of food that the man will sweep now from the top of the stairs. This man will eat just like that. But one day, things turned the other way around. The rich man died. And the Bible said, in hell. He lifted up his eyes and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Father Abraham. He could still recognize. He recognized Papa Abraham. He recognized Lazarus. Then he called. Father Abraham.
Baba Abraham.
Thank you, brother. And he cried.
O si pariwo,
Father Abraham,
Baba Abraham,
have mercy on me.
Esanu fun mi.
And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am tormented in this flame. Things turn the other way. But the Bible says,
Lazarus
did not go to heaven because he was poor. He did not go to heaven because he was a beggar. Lazarus was in heaven because he was a Christian. We thank God for Malachi
4.
He heard, and yet, when they were to do his funeral, they invited an orator and the priest with his gorgeous robe, special one, because this was a rich man. Our brother is in glory. When he was alive, he did this, he did that. But Jesus said, in hell, who is correct? The priest of Jesus. I'm tormented in this flame. May God help us. We cannot afford to miss that place in glory. I won't miss it for nothing. I'm not going to help because of the
preacher.
No. Oh, our pastor used to advise you and me. Don't be a bad man. Don't be a musician for the bride. Don't be a deacon for the bride. Don't be a preacher for the bride. Be part of the bride. No man can come to me. Say Jesus. And say my father, which sent me, draw me.
Oh,
today we are compromisers. Today we are compromisers. We don't take our stand. When it comes to the word of God, when we want to do burial, we go and put on a clue. For what? A clue, peace. For what? For what? Compromisers.
Mercy, Lord.
Compromisers.
Want
to do wedding? Go and put on this. For what? Compromisers. The next time we see him, in 70, please. He lifting up his eyes, he saw the beggar far off in the bosom of Abraham. That was because he wasn't willing to forsake all to follow the Lord Jesus. God help you and me. Then when this took place, and the young ruler
would
not give up what he had to follow Jesus, it must have been done on Peter. I believe it was him that made the remark. Or ask this question. I said, now we are forsaking all to follow you. We have forsaken all. Look what we have done, Master. We left our homes. We left our families. We left our lands. We left everything that we had to follow you. Praise the Lord. We know that Peter was a married man. Because the Bible made us to know. One day, Jesus went to the house of Peter's mother's wife. Having a terrible fever. Jesus just raised him. She started serving there. Could you imagine that day? When they were mending their net,
nígbà tí wọ́n fi àwọ̀ wọn sílẹ̀ tí wọ́n tún àwọn wọn ṣe.
And Jesus told them,
Jesu wa sọ fún wọn,
cast your net.
Ẹ wá ju àwọn àwọ̀ yín sí ẹjù sí
ibi. To this side.
Ẹjù sí abala.
And that is where they have toiled all the night.
Ibi tí wọ́n ti ṣe wàhálà tí wọ́n ti làkàkà gbogbo òru.
Master,
ni kí wọ́n ju àwọ̀ wọn sí.
We have done, we are
olùkọ́.
This.
Ogbo
eléyìí. We have toiled all night.
Àwa ti ṣe ìlàkàkà.
And we come for nothing.
A ti rí àwọn òṣèré nǹkan ohunkóhun mú.
But the prophet said, if Jesus said, put your net here. If there were no fish there,
tí ò bá sí ẹja nbẹ,
be that the creator has spoken,
nítorí wípé
àjẹ láti sọ̀rọ̀, fish was bound to be there.
Àwọn ẹja ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀
and the Bible says and they caught multitudes
wọ́n sì kó ẹja tó pọ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́, wọ́n pẹ̀yà tó pọ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́,
and their net was breaking.
Àwọn ọmọ oúnjẹ.
And they let it. And they ran to him. Peter said, "Demand for me,
Oh
Lord, I'm a sinful man." Jesus said, "Pull yourself down. I'm going to make you a fisher of men." Oh yes, sir. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Oh
my man.
John.
And his senior brother, James,
while
their papa was still there. And the man and the servants.
I want to share one.
And Jesus just got to there.
Jesus can sort of one.
Oh yeah, Mister.
Oh yeah.
Follow me. Follow me.
And
the Bible says, and they left their father.
You want to about
they left all.
Brother,
sister, they left all. And follow him.
What's it today? Could you bear no go to one in one party? What's it today?
Praise the Lord.
And you are.
So Peter said, "We are forsaking all."
Peter knew why we were to come.
He began to down on Peter.
Oh, what do I look like?
He began to down on him.
Oh, what do I look like? You know,
maybe he had been carried away in the walk, watching Christ.
But I can wonder, he hasn't that time with the Christians.
He had done on him now. He had never done on him.
But he really rose.
That he had left his home. He had left his family. He had left his father. His mother. He had left all. Yeah. To follow Jesus. Praise God. Listen. When Peter said this, the Bible said, when the disciples, they heard what Jesus said. How hard is it for a rich man to enter heaven than for a camel to enter through the eye of a needle?
Kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́ kó wọ lé láti ojú abẹ́rẹ́.
And they were amazed.
Ó wá yà wọ́n lẹ́nu.
And he told them.
Ó wá sọ fún wọn.
Wait, man, this may be impossible.
Fún ènìyàn ní èyí nǹkan yóò ṣe é
ṣe. But with God,
ṣùgbọ́n fún Ọlọ́run,
nothing shall be impossible.
Ohun gbogbo ní ṣíṣe.
My brother, my sister, is anything too hard for the Lord?
Ìjọ kan wà tó ní àwọn ṣe fún Ọlọ́run bí.
Nothing.
Owó kò sí ohunkóhun ọ̀hún. Tí Ọlọ́run ò lè ṣe.
Salvation is of the Lord.
Ìgbàlà jẹ́ ti Olúwa.
No man, look. No. If you like, Jesus speaking to you every Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, Sunday, Wednesday program. Go the way you want to go. If you are God, look, by force, by order, you will come anyhow. May God help us. Praise the Lord. See the reply of Jesus. Peter and the rest of you. Forget about Judas. Forget about Judas. Judas was a son of perdition.
Judas,
he came from hell and he went back to hell. Forget about him. Let's talk about the 11. He turned to them. No man that forsook father and mother and wife and husband and children and brother and sister and houses and land. This period, he will have 100 folds.
Yóò wá ní ọgọ́rùn-ún, yóò tún ní ní òfin.
I will give him father.
Màá fún ní bàbá.
I will give him mother.
Màá fún ní ìyá.
I will give him sisters.
Màá fún ní arábìnrin.
I will give him brothers.
Màá fún ní arákùnrin.
With persecution.
pẹ̀lú ìdánwò.
Inú ni bí ni my brother.
Pẹ̀lú inú ni bí ni.
With persecution.
Pẹ̀lú inú ni bí ni.
Then.
Nígbà náà.
At the end.
Àti
ní ọ̀pẹ. Eternal life. Brothers and sisters, that is the promise. Jesus' work can never fail. When we forsake
all.
But that is exactly what God requires. Forsake all and follow Him. That's God's requirement. We've got to do it too. If our fathers, the apostles, whose faith, the heart, is being taught, their faith, the heart of the father, the heart of the children, today is being torn. The prophet said, if they forsook all to follow Jesus, we must do it too. It takes revelation. We must do it too. Sometimes we've got to forsake our thoughts. If our thoughts about anything is contrary to God's word, we've got to forsake our own thinking and follow Him. And the only way we can follow Him is follow His word. Obey the word. Simple.
Simple.
Praise God. Follow Him. Obey His word. Simple. The Bible says, repent. Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, be baptized. Sorry, be baptized. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Simple. Last week, we had service.
And
a lot of people over there. And the pastor told me after the service that morning, we are going to have prayer meeting for the people. Because that is what they normally do at the end every last Sunday of the month. And they will write their requests.
In
the people to lay hands upon. Then they wrote requests.
They wrote requests.
We pray. One of the sisters said, he said, I want the church of the living God to pray for me. Ask God to fill me with the Holy Spirit before the end of this year, 2025. He put her name. Then we prayed. After the service, the sister just walked into the pastor's room. When we were there, he said, sir, your message today is because of me.
He
said in your sermon, he said you made a statement that if you don't love your husband, you are only bearing children for him.
Oh, can be my full lesson.
The prophet said,
only we pay.
You will not resurrect.
Oh, the jinde, oh, the near jinde.
He said, only it is me that message was made for.
Emini wasu imbawi o.
Then he narrated everything.
Oh, asongogo.
Look at
me. Mwa gumogumogumogumogu. Oni.
God be merciful.
Kolor kosa no.
You see,
Sherry.
We are going to see here. But the Bible said, if God promised me the Holy Spirit, I will stay there. I will forsake everything and follow Him. This is a sister. The pastor now came in. He said, you and your husband, you said you don't love your husband from the beginning. But you read the rituals. They read the rituals to you. And you said, yes, I will.
How
do you do that, sister? We spoke. It was in my heart. Then I told the pastor. Can they give me the number of the husband? I called the number of the husband. Then he was traveling. I was talking with her. This is somebody. So stubborn.
Oh, ah, oh, ye be.
So hard in their
heart.
Church, may God help us. Listen, church. God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him. Are you following me?
Say, tell them, be.
God gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey Him.
I want to back bonus then the canoe full of me. Help me, God.
I said, if you say you only go to water,
nobody can not see me.
And you did not truly repent from your sin, from the depth of your heart. What the man said, you go to water as a dry sinner, and you come out of the water as a wet sinner. He said, so that is the word of God. Our prophet said so. He said, not only saying you. May God help us. Because why? If you truly, when you are converted, complain will be a thing of the past. Hatred will be a thing of the past. Because hatred is of the devil. Love is the Holy Ghost. Church, may God help us. We are going somewhere. I said, think of it, my sister. If you die tonight without the Holy Ghost, what are you going to tell God? He said, everything. See, that is the word of God. God help us, church. So if our thought is contrary to anything that the word of God says, then go away with your thinking. Obey the word of God. That's how to follow Jesus. Forsake your thinking. Forsake your own idea. God requests, and God's requirement is that we forsake him and follow him. 74. But in doing so, we find out sometimes we have to forsake our friends. We have to forsake our old associates. Brother, sister, Brother Abraham, the messenger of the age, he didn't just be forsaken sake. Oh, Lord, help us, we pray. Many times, that's a hard thing to do. To forsake your worldly friends. Why is it that it should be hard for you to forsake your worldly friends? Your friends should have influence over you. Boys, girls. Oh, no. God be merciful to us. Young sisters, you are blessed of the Lord. Students, in higher institution, in this assembly, you are blessed of the Lord. That you don't go out and mess up yourself. You are blessed of the Lord. I keep the rest. Praise the Lord.
And you only
were forsake our friends. But many a times, it's hard the thing to do. Many people, when they first come into Christ and be filled with the Spirit, maybe like women, has been having some kind of a party they've been going to. Every certain night, where they have been playing bunko in the neighborhood, acquainted with all the neighbors, and so forth, and belong to certain society in the neighborhood, and they go play bunko. And this woman, you know, is going to say something about it. When you give your life to Christ, you may say, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, but the man said they might not be able to understand it. But yet, You have to forsake that thing. Because it is not right to gamble. And to play cards. And to play ludo. And to play draughts. It is wrong. Am I speaking to God's people? And you go to forsake that.
Oh, she better pay go pay.
If you follow Christ,
so perfected the Christi.
You must forsake your football.
Itaraya ball.
You must forsake your table tennis. You must forsake your golf. You must forsake it.
Or God of party.
Look, precious time.
Akoko ti o se ye
biye. People are wasting. Is it because of your business? Business will perish. I know you won't say amen to that one. No, I don't beg you to say amen. Truth is true anytime. Praise the Lord. This women now, brother say, you have to forsake all this. Sometimes the women, 75, in our churches, that is used to wearing immoral clothes, like shorts, and these dongaris. Dongari is a trouser made of thick clothes. Thick cotton clothes. Listen, sisters. It's an abomination. Before God. For you. To wear trousers. It's an abomination. And it will stand quoting. Deuteronomy chapter 22 verse
5.
It is an abomination for a woman to put on a garment that pertains to man. And it's also an abomination before God for a man to put on a garment that pertains to a woman. Short knicker. It's woman underneath clothing. If you are wearing shorts as a man, you are not yet a Christian. You are not yet a Christian. Because a Holy Ghost free man, how can the Holy Ghost write this Bible? And then you are denying it. You must die to your own thinking. You must forsake your own thoughts. If your thought now is contrary to the word of God, it's an abomination for a man to wear garments that pertain to a woman. Abomination before God. You are not yet a Christian. Praise the Lord.
And you
love the Lord?
Yes. Oh
yes now, oh yes
now.
Praise the Lord.
And you
but the man said, and the Bible says, it is an abomination to God for a woman to put on such. She is, no matter what she thinks, she has got to forsake that.
Oh God of party. Oh God of party.
Praise God.
And Yoluwa.
That is why.
It didn't need to be jepe.
Well, it is between you and God.
Oh, wala ni wa ti Olorun.
After you have heard the truth. And then you want to make up your mind.
O wa fe pinu okan re.
You as a girl.
Iwo gege bi odo.
I will go to you service.
O ti lo si bi te ti.
Because of stinking naira.
Nitori
eye. I will wear trousers.
Emi o wo sokoto.
Like the other people are wearing. I don't want to be left out.
Emi o fe
kuro. In the orientation.
Ninu
and in the camp. Then after all. But we only come to church and confess. It is between you and God. May God help us.
Sometimes
we find women. When they come into the way, Jesus said, I'm the way. This way, yeah, he's talking about himself. And get saved. They've been used to cutting up their hair. And they want to be popular by the rest of the world. But they find out it's a hard thing. Because they will call you old fashion. Saw something in Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Then a machine now. You just put your head there.
Oh, we sorry, recipe.
Just trim your hair for you.
Okay.
It's an abomination. You cut your hair. You are not fit to pray.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's your Lord.
You are looking at me.
Oh,
your prayer is abomination before God. And your husband has every right to divorce you. You are looking at me.
Oh,
me. Am I not preaching the gospel to us?
Can you say you are anymore?
But they find out it's a different, it's a hard thing. Because they become old fashion. Whenever you go to dress in like a Christian. Christian women. We say Christian ladies. Christians are ladies. They don't wear, show me your armpit. They don't wear, show me your chest. They don't wear, show me your back. No, sir. They don't sew their dress and cut it this way. You are a compromiser. When you sew your dress, what kind of rubbish that the women of the world are sewing? You sew your dress, and then the down part of it now is just nylon, rubbish. And you say you have the Holy Ghost, and you come to the Lord, to the table to eat Lord's Supper. It's between you and God. Whenever you go to dressing like a Christian, acting like a Christian, living like a Christian, they will call you old fashion. But you go to forsake all to follow him. Hallelujah. Jesus said, or the scripture said, he that loves the world, or the things of the world, the love of God is not even in him.
Right.
He takes forsaking all. When you are willing to forsake all and follow him, then if he abide in me and my word in you, you can ask what you will and it will be done for you. But you cannot know that those things are wrong. You know they are wrong. The Bible is against them. Card playing. Secret smoking. Drinking. Wearing mother clothes. Carrying about girls. The Bible forbids it. It is wrong. And then claiming to be a Christian. If that spirit in you does not condemn that, then there's something wrong with the spirit that is in you. Because if God, who wrote the word is the word, and the word is in you, and it condemns you, it has gone to. And if it doesn't condemn you, then you have been deceived. How can the Holy Spirit write something and you turn around and do contrary to it and say the Holy Spirit is leading you? You can't do it. So smoking cigarettes, drinking whiskey, playing cards, cutting hair, wearing shorts, all these other things are wrong, sinful wrong, and you will never get anywhere until you quit it. And you cannot quit anything until the Holy Ghost comes into you. Forsaking all. Praise God.
And you are.
It is giving to our Pentecostal church moves. Shame on you. You ought to be ashamed. No wonder we can't have a worldwide revival. No wonder we can't have a Pentecostal revival. Something has happened. That's right. We've laid down the bars. And things are taking place that should not take place. Therefore, you must forsake all to follow Christ. I hope you'll not be tired of me.
Or
be tired of the ministers. I don't know what is wrong with our sisters that are wedding today, these days. I don't know. With all this over long, high issues, they just want to display it. They want to tell you, I will do my own thing in my own way. Anything you want to talk. It's between you and God. Praise the Lord. I don't know. May God help us. Praise the Lord. 81. Now the word is my spirit. Oh, sorry, 80. You must forsake your own idea. You must cope with God's word. And never with the Holy Spirit ever deny any word it ever spoken.
No, sir.
The Bible is written by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says so. Praise God. The Bible is the word of God. Hallelujah. Now the word is made spirit. Dwelling in us.
For
I will be with you. Even in you. To the end of the consummation.
Now,
if that same God that wrote the Bible. Is in you. You are not your own. You are dead to the things of the world. You are dead to your own thoughts. The mind that was in Christ. Be in you. Is that scripture? Yes. Then you are forsaking all to follow him. Not your own thoughts, what he says, not my will, thine law. Our Lord Jesus forsook all.
Yes, you are.
It was not easy for him to go to Calvary. Not my will, Lord. But thine be done. Then you begin to line up with God's word. Praise the Lord.
And
you are. But you say, what do I get? Forsaking all. What do I get? You can expect the world to make fun of you. You can expect the world to call you all kinds of unhonorable names. They will call you anything that they can call you. You will be despised and rejected. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus, because of him being Emmanuel, God dwelling in him, it made him so hot to his own church, till his own church has communicated him. As soon as he came in, that was the one who hung him on the cross. They were the one who condemned him. He loved people. His own heart was for people.
O je fun awon eniyan.
But he had to forsake everything. In order to follow.
Ko le ba tele Olorun.
And we have to forsake everything. In order to follow God.
Lati tele Olorun.
So do we.
Be ni awa
ti ko forsake everything.
A ko do pa gogo ti.
Now what do I get in return?
Ni wa ni emi yo gba ni eyin na ti ma pa gogo ti.
We sometimes I think we ministers.
Ni na awa iran ti Olorun mo ma nro
ko. Make it a little too much flower.
Ni a nro wi pe o le
for the convert. Oh, come to Christ. Everything is lovely. But you see, it isn't like that. In the way that saying that everything is flowery bed of peace. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you become a Christian, you
are
ready to be persecuted.
You carry your cross daily.
No, we don't preach that one here. Everything be flowery bed of
peace.
No, sir.
Rara.
We are saved. And give uniform.
Lati awa fun oni eso
ajoda
nipase
yin so
ninu okan wa
to enter into battle from
lati wo oju ogun ni.
Oh yes sir.
Si ja ni o.
Praise the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa.
The Bible says.
Bibeli wi pe
Bible says all that live God in Christ Jesus.
O gogo ti o ba gbegbe se aye ninu Christi.
Shall suffer. They shall suffer persecution. That was Paul. Writing to Timothy. So, if you are not suffering persecution for Christ,
there is something wrong.
In your place of work, in your business, among your family members, if you are not suffering persecution for Christ, something is wrong. If the devil hangs after you, he has gotten you. That's all. Because as long as he's after you, that's a sign he hasn't got you yet. But if he's sitting after you, it's a sign that he has got you. Yeah. So remember, as long as he's blasting at you, you are a few jumps ahead
of him,
and just keep on going. May God help us, church. Never to stay for the devil.
Come about to for Jesus.
Never to listen to the devil.
Come up for this year or issue.
Any of his suggestions. Just turn it down. But all that will leave God in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Jesus said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For so persecuted day, the prophets that were before you. That was one of the statements on the Sermon of the Mount. Matthew chapter 5.
Matthew 12.
Don't go with a hand down face and say, well, I ought not to have done it. I guess I just can't stand for somebody to talk about me and say I'm old fashioned. I'm this, that, or the other. Oh, you should be exceedingly glad. Happy because of it. Because you can bear the reproach of his name. And by keeping his commandments, it costs you to do that. Oh, praise the Lord. When the people, our fathers, the apostles, when they received the Holy Ghost, before
then,
they were afraid. They were scared of the people. They were so fearful.
And
when the Holy Ghost came, he gave them boldness. Amen. Ignorant and unlearned. They examined them. And found that they had been with Jesus. They told them they should not preach in that name again.
Of Jesus Christ.
Not preach in that name. Peter, with boldness of the Holy Spirit, judge you.
ẹgbàyẹ̀wò láàrin
ara yín. You are the Sanhedrin Council.
Ẹ̀yin àkójọpọ̀.
Whether we should listen to you.
Bóyá ká gbọ́ ti yín.
Or we should listen to God.
Àbí ká gbọ́ ti Ọlọ́run.
Judge you.
Ẹgbàyẹ̀wò láàrin ara yín.
For we cannot but speak.
Nítorí pé àwọn ò lè
kọ. Of the things we have seen.
A
lè kọ́
láti mọ̀ tí a gbọ́ àti tí a ti gbọ́ tí a ti rí.
The threatening of the
Sanhedrin
Council.
Bó bẹ́ẹ̀ ṣe ń kẹ́gbẹ́ ṣe ń bú ramúramù sí wọn tó.
Do not intimidate them.
Kò tí ẹ̀ ní kò ní tùmọ̀ fún.
Church, may God help us.
Ìjọ Kọ́lọ́run náà wà lọ́wọ́.
I say may God help us.
Mo ní Kọ́lọ́run náà wà lọ́wọ́.
So if you are not suffering persecution.
Tí ò bá máa ní ìdojúkọ tí ò ní dojúkọ yín nínú bí ni ohun kan wà tó ń tẹ ọ láàmú o. Kọ́lọ́run kọ́ràn wà lọ́wọ́.
When they beat them.
Nígbà tí wọ́n sì nà wọ́n.
They didn't go back home.
Wọn ò padà lọ sílé.
I don't know this Jesus.
Wọ́n para lọ ní kọ́ máa sunkún ẹlẹ́yà
o.
Rárá.
The Bible says they went back to their company. Bíbélì
pé wọ́n lọ sí àánú àkójọpọ̀ wọn.
Amen. And they were happy.
Inú wọn sì ń dùn.
And rejoicing.
Inú wọn ń dùn.
That they could bear the report of Christ.
Wípé aka wọn yẹ láti.
They were beaten.
Láti fún ẹ̀gan Kristi. Àna wọn.
They gave them lashes.
Wọ́n na wọn ní ẹgba.
God help you, church.
Ọlọ́run ló ràn yín lọ́wọ́ ìjọ.
God help every one of us.
Kọ́lọ́run ràn ẹnìkọ̀ọ̀kan wa lọ́wọ́.
You will be persecuted.
Oh, don't you call me?
You will be despised.
How can God?
You will be rejected.
How faulty? How can?
God bless you, church.
Olorun yo buku fun yin ijo.
Oh, glory to God.
Kọlọrun ko ran wa lowo.
So we must be exceedingly glad.
Kinu yin ma dun didi ni.
I'll be happy.
Kinu yin si ma dun kekun fun ayo.
All right.
Udara.
92. But I want to say this too. God will not, in no wise,
Olorun ko ni bo ti wu ko
ri. Be in debt.
Gba ninu gbese.
To any man.
Ko ni je enikeni ni gbese ohunkohun bo ti wu ko ri.
You cannot train with God.
O le sokowo pelu Olorun.
And lose.
Ko wa padanu.
No, sir.
Ko se se alagba.
Praise God.
Ẹyin Olúwa.
God won't be debtor to any man.
Ọlọ́run ò ní jẹ ẹnikẹ́ni nígbèsè ohunkóhun.
If you have done that for God.
Tí o bá ti ṣèyí fún Ọlọ́run.
For seeking all.
Tó ti pọn gbogbo
ti. God will pay you.
Ọlọ́run yóò
san fún ọ. 1,000-fold.
Ní ìlókò ìlókò ní ọ̀nà ẹgbẹ̀rún.
Right, God will pay back.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni. Ọlọ́run yóò
san
padà fún ọ.
He will pay it back.
Yóò san padà fún ọ.
What have you given to God?
Kí ló ti fún Ọlọ́run?
He will pay it back.
Yóò san padà fún ọ.
If you have done that for God,
for
taking all,
for
saying the things of the world, and the world, and the things of the world, God will repay you so many times. He did it for Father Abraham. Praise the Lord. How many a witness of that? How many is a witness of that? Here this morning as well. We all know that God will repay. Glory to God. Now let's take just for a few minutes. Papa
Abraham.
We talk about Father Abraham. God called him.
Ọlọ́run pe bàbá wa Abrahamu.
Grace of God called him.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run pé.
In Genesis chapter 12.
Ní Genesis orí kejìlá.
And God had called Abraham.
Ọlọ́run sì ti pe Abrahamu.
And said.
Tó sì wí fún pé.
Come out from your father's house.
Kúrò lọ́dọ̀ ilé bàbá rẹ̀.
From among your people.
Láàrin àwọn èèyàn rẹ̀.
From among your kindred.
Láàrin àwọn ará rẹ̀.
And go to a land.
Kò sì lọ sí ilẹ̀
náà. Which I the Lord go to show to you. Ṣé
Olúwa yóò fi hàn ọ́?
He obeyed.
Ó sì gbọ́ràn.
Papa Abraham obeyed.
Bàbá wa Abraham gbọ́ràn.
He did not fully obey.
Kò wá gbọ́ràn lẹ́kùnrẹ́.
He obeyed.
Ó gbọ́ràn o.
He took his father along with him.
Ó mú ìbátan rẹ̀.
He took his father.
Ó mú bàbá rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Along with him.
Pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
He packed Lot.
Ó tún mú Lot náà pẹ̀lú.
And Lot's family.
Àti ẹbí Lot.
And then he took his own wife Sarah.
Ó tún wá mú ìyàwó rẹ̀.
And he went.
Wọ́n wá ń lọ.
And the Bible made us to know. That his papa.
Bàbá rẹ̀.
Became. Flies on his bread.
Ó wá di wàhálà fún.
Then the time came.
Àkókò wa dé.
His father died.
Bàbá rẹ̀ kú.
Then he continued.
Ó wá tẹ̀síwájú.
With Lot.
Pẹ̀lú Lọ́tì.
Don't forget.
Mo gbàgbé.
It was Abraham alone.
Abraham
Jehovah God
ni Jehova Ọlọ́run pé.
Come out.
Jáde.
Not with you and your father.
Kéṣe
Come out.
Bàbá rẹ̀ jáde.
Oh, amazing grace.
Ó rí ọ̀fẹ́
àgbàdo. For all the people. No, of all the people.
Oh,
that came out of Babylon.
Babylon.
From the city of
Ur.
It was only Abraham. That found grace. And favor. Before Jehovah God. He obeyed. But not fully. After his father died. He continued with Lot. God was looking at him. God was looking at him. They continued on. When the time came, there was quarrel between the servants of
Abraham
and the servants of
Lot.
Then the news came to Abraham.
Abraham
being the uncle and senior, whom God himself called
and wrote.
He called Lot. Let there be no quarrel. Let there be no disagreement between me and you, between your housemen and my housemen. Look around. Look east. Look west. Look north. Look south. Anywhere you want to choose. Separate yourself from me. You go to the east.
And
we go to the west. Choose. That's the attitude of a Christian. He gave the person his first choice. God help you and me. Christians, they don't like quarreling. Christians doesn't quarrel. If you're in your neighborhood, you are among your tenants, and you are still quarreling, something is wrong somewhere. Christians doesn't quarrel. Christians doesn't fight. Is that too hard for us? That is the word of God anyhow. Christians are peacemakers. Christians are peacemakers. In their place of work, they are peacemakers. But they are not compromisers. They are pure in heart. They are straightforward in their business dealings because they are Christians. Amen.
Amen.
They don't cheat. They don't lie. They don't defraud one another. They are honest. Amen.
Amen.
So he separated himself.
And
Lord, look this side.
Lord,
and look towards the way of Sodom. That the grass was fresh, green, and he chose to go that way. And the Bible said, and the people of
Sodom,
they were sinners exceedingly before God. Before God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, he pitched his tent. Took his wife and his daughters and he left. Carry everything. Went and settled there. Immediately the next verse. When God saw that
Abraham
had separated himself from Lot, God called him. Abraham, look east. Look west. Look north. Look south. Including the very place where Lot has gone to dwell, to sojourn. Oh, I've given to you. God is great. But Abraham said, it must have only been maybe just 1 acre of land that was allotted
Abraham.
But he forsook that 1 acre. He forsook it. And followed God. And God gave him a whole Palestine. Glory be to God. That's our God today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When you become a Christian, you are an heir. To every promise in the Bible, God told Abraham, this land that you see, I've given them to you and your seed after you. There we are today. Amen. We are the royal seed of Abraham today. Being dead in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We are joint heirs.
Aje ajogun papo.
With Jesus.
Pelu Jesu Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Eyin Oluwa logo.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, 96. Let me see. All right. Everything that God promised, 95, see? Everything that God promised is yours. It is just like a big arcade. And by one spirit, we all are baptized to this arcade, which is Christ. If somebody give me something, I'm going to look around and find out what I owe. I think that's what Christians ought to do this morning. Find out what you have got. If something gets just too little, just a little higher,
then
I can't reach it, I will get me a step ladder and climb up to it. And if something seems a little out of reach in the Bible that God has promised, I will stay on my knees and climb Jacob's ladder till I reach it, because it is mine. God gave it to me. If divine healing is promised in the Bible and I'm sick, I will stay there till God gives it to me, because it is a promise. Healing is children's bread. I will not allow the devil to steal my bread from my hand. Anything, body ache, headache, stomach ache, whatever it is, back to sender. This body is the temple of God, where the Holy Ghost dwells. Therefore, Satan, you have no right in this temple back to sender. It's a promise. Praise God. Oh, yes. God promised, I will forsake the world. He will give me the Holy Ghost. I will stay there, right there, till he gives it to me, because he promised the Holy Ghost. If God promised to give me the desire of my heart, and the desire of my heart is the writing, I will stay there till God gives it, because it is a promise. And I forsake it. All the world, I want to walk after him, and he will pay. I know that to be true. It's exactly right. Amen. What did he do? He forsook his land, his country, and God gave him a whole Palestine. And God made Abraham the father of all many nations, not only to the Jews. We are here today. Hallelujah. For the sake of you and me, Gentiles, God blinded the Jews when Christ was here, so that the gospel can come to us. Oh, amazing grace. God bless you. We'll stop here this morning. I won't miss it for nothing. I won't miss it for nothing. I won't miss it for nothing. I won't be a stranger over there. I'm a son. May God bless our soul. Shall we bow our heads? Let's stop here. I won't miss it for nothing. God promised to save our children. Believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And thou shalt be saved. And thy house. That has been me and my children. Oh, yes. If I believe Jesus by faith to save me, I must believe God to save my entire household. Forsaking all. Forsake your worldliness. Forsake everything forsakeable. Forsake them all. Eternal life cannot be bargained for. No, sir.
It's
a reality. With God, all things are possible. And all things are possible to him that believeth. Help that my unbelief, Lord. Look into my life. Anything, Lord, that is not of you, take it out of my life. I surrender all to Jesus. What the pleasures? All forsake me. Take me. Jesus. Take me. Now. Don't let this hour pass you.
Mọ̀jẹ̀ kí wákàtí yìí kórí ọkọjá.
Boys.
Ọ̀dọ́kùnrin.
Girls.
Ọ̀dọ́bìnrin.
Are you so popular in the school?
Ǹjẹ́ wá jẹ gbajúgbajà nílé ìwé bí?
Remember.
Rántí pé.
Your education cannot save you.
Ẹ̀kọ́ rẹ kò lè gbà ọ́ là.
No matter how brilliant you are.
Ó ti wù kó mọ̀wé tó.
It cannot save you.
Kò lè gbà ọ́ là.
Why not surrender yourself?
Pilẹ́tò fi ara rẹ jì.
Why not forsake your foolishness?
And
say, God, have mercy upon my soul.
Sanu fun aye mi, sanu fun okan mi. God. Anything, Lord. Wo ko ti yo de mi lo le ye. Jesus Christ. Ba mi wo ju.
Of Jesus.
Think
of Jesus. He forsook all. He left his home in glory. For your sake and for my sake. To become so low down here and pay the penalty of your sin and my sin on the cross of Calvary. Never you try to trample his blood under your feet. Apply his blood into your heart. Listen, church. God only speaks to his children. Oh, yes. When you see people come to the altar,
ti o ba ri awon eniyan ti wa sori ipe ti wa ti ori oju waju pepe,
after prayer you see them walking back to their seats.
So deri ti won rin lo sori ibi
every Sunday
ni gbogbo ojo
ai. To me it is God dealing with his children.
Mi Olorun lo ba awon omo re
lo right down your seat.
Nibi ti
won sister brother, why don't they not deal with your heart?
O ti je ko Olorun
ko is anyone here this morning?
Nke ni kan wa ni bi yi.
You know deep down your heart. You are not here forsaking all. Say, God be merciful to me. I surrender. I don't want to miss
you.
For nothing. Will you raise up your hand? I will call on the pastor. The pastor of the assembly will come and offer a word of prayer on our behalf. Yes, sir. Don't forget you are not raising up your hand.
Rántí pé ọ̀rọ̀ kàwọ́ rẹ lókè.
It is God speaking to your heart. As an individual, even if you see a minister raising up your hand, there is something in me too. Me, I have children. I need more of God's grace. Please go help us, church. So it's not it's not become tradition to us. God is speaking to his children.
Thank you. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, Lord, for this opportunity given to us where we are saying hail and hearty. Lord, we are in our right senses and in our right minds, sitting at your feet and hearing your word coming to us in diverse ways. Dear Master, this is the time we can take these right decisions. Lord, some have come to the altar with needs in their lives. Some have raised their hands with needs in their lives. When you came in the flesh, you showed unto everyone that you know the thoughts that is in the heart of everyone. Lord Jesus, every thought, every need in the hearts of those on the altar and those who raise their hands are naked before you. Lord, we bring ourselves before you at this hour. We ask their Master, thou that hast spoken to us, thou, O God, who have what it takes for us to overcome, may you meet with each and every one of us at the point of our needs. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, give us grace to forsake the world and the things of the world. Everything you want us to forsake, may your grace accompany the preaching of your word into our lives, O God, that we forsake them, O God, with ease for your glory and for your honor. Let those things turn to testimonies. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Put the devil to shame in our lives, O God. And that is why you came, O Father, to destroy the works of the enemy, that you might make us to be what you want us to be. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be thy name, Lord. Whatsoever those our desires are, whatsoever those needs might be, Lord Jesus, give grace, O God, to overcome. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Set a shame unto you. Leave God's people alone, because they are God's people. For this very purpose, God became flesh to die for them, so that they might be what he wants them to be. Therefore, you cannot overcome any of them.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Hallelujah. Replenish your servant for the virtue that left him. It's our prayers, Lord. Let all the glory and honor be ascribed unto you. Let the blessings ever remain ours. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray.
Amen. God bless you, church. Please, organist, kindly give us that hymn.
E fun wa ni
ori e. I will miss it for nothing.
Emi o ni padanu re fun ko ko ti mo ko ri o.
What thing, please?
Oh.
Number what? Pardon?
519.
Yeah, thank you. Just two stanzas. Let's sing it with revelation in our hearts. Go back and meditate on these things. Forsaking all.
Let us go to you.
Someday my walk will be over. Later.